Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Y'all, I don't know what's going to happen this show because Poodle is out of sorts.
I'm not.
Out of sorts.
I'm just in your hovel.
We're doing the podcast at my place today.
Because we had to upend everything.
Well,
because
someone's waiting
on a package.
Come at me if you have a big package and you live in a city where someone's got to steal it. So if they're delivering it to your house, your ass has got to be there. Come at me. That's where I'm living. Poodle can't get comfortable, y'all.
And you're on this couch that is not comfortable.
And it's midday, so it's too early for him to have a vodka,
and
so I can't soothe him. Also, he hasn't had sex.
Don't act like this is all my problem.
This is a trifecta.
Your house is just not comfortable. That's just it. The sofa is substandard. It doesn't sound good in here. It's hot.
I actually think it might sound a little better because there's this cloth couch is more deadening.
You're wrong. I tell you what's deadening. Being here.
Ugh. Y'all, Poodle is one of those people that you don't invite to your house a lot, and this is why.
No, that's not true. I liked your house when it was set up in a different way.
No, you didn't.
It was fine.
You hated that couch.
No, that was a terrible couch. And you finally agreed with me and got rid of it, right? Admit to me that it was never comfortable. Tell me it was never comfortable.
I thought it was fine.
Why'd you get rid of it?
It was a cheap couch, and I got a boyfriend, and I needed a couch for two people.
It was never comfortable. I'm sure he probably said it. Yeah, this couch sucks.
It was too small for two big guys.
Don't know if I'd admit that, but oh well. This is Below Dick.
It's Below Dick. It's going to be a fun day, y'all.
I'm also on the left side or the right side, which I don't normally hold my mic for. So prayers.
I get it. It does feel odd.
I don't like it.
We're normally on the other side. Okay.
I still feel like there's an echo in the room as well.
If there is, we're going to have to roll with it.
Fine.
I said I could come over to your house after my package was
but
delivered.
I had more things to do, so. I sacrificed.
And I'm being punished.
I really hope that package is stolen.
You better not. It's one of our advertisers, and I need to talk about their product.
That's true. You can just talk about mine. Let's talk about the show. Do we have any announcements?
Yeah, I want to say one more thing, and sissies are going to come at me. Poodle was like, it's so loud in here. How do we do the podcast with everything here? And I'm like, do you not remember where you lived?
Selective memory.
He acted like his place was a temple of silence.
Well, we were sitting outside, and someone was playing music, and I know that used to happen. We haven't heard. The biggest problem with my old place were the sirens.
Yes, keep talking. There's just the lighting's really good here, and your eyes look good. I'm going to take a picture of you.
You're trying to soothe me.
No, the sunlight's an action shot.
It's not going to work.
Here, look like you're taking a picture.
It's not going to work.
Don't pose at all.
I always have to. It's not going to work. You're not going to soothe me.
No, look how pretty the lighting looks.
Ooh, the lighting is good.
It does look good. I'll text it to you.
Let's move on.
You can use it on your Grindr.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
This episode is called Leave Your Emotions at the Cabin Door, which I agree with. This is okay. This is something I agree with.
I
don't think it ever works for Below Dick.
I don't think it does either. I agree with as well. Y'all, the whole thing is they wake up hungover.
It's like an old, stuffy room.
Y'all,
it's smell mildew.
Poodle made me shut out the window
because it's too loud for him. It's very loud.
I could open them back. I think I need to open up the windows and you need a deal. I think you're going to get too hot.
It's hard being in the barrio.
I think it's going to be too hot for you.
I'm fine.
Why don't I open the windows and you talk about, you introduce the show.
Oh, bye. Y'all, okay, so this is Below Deck. Leave Your Emotions at the Cabin Door. Remember, we're still dealing with fallout of Jake being engaged. That doesn't need a squeal. Y'all, I'm telling you now, if there's a loud car going by, it's nothing we can do about it. That is immediately better.
It's much better, yes. Yeah. Lesser of evils. So, yes.
So we're dealing with that. Everyone got wasted last night.
Like, full on wasted. Even Heather got wasted. And Fraser enjoys this Heather. Fraser enjoys this type of Heather.
I think if you think about it, that he calls himself Fraze. So remember that.
Okay.
So it's, you won't.
Fraser. All right.
I'm still hearing an echo.
All right.
It's good. Oh, God, I'm in a state.
What are you going to do when we're going to go on tour and we're going to be doing podcasts all in hotel rooms?
We've had to do it before.
And it's problems.
And I've had it, and I've had issues. So this is me starting to prepare myself for them.
Yeah, this was a good thing to try.
Don't like it.
Maybe you should do, we'll do more, once a week we'll do a podcast over here and I'll change something in the apartment for you to have to get used to.
That sounds terrible. And that's not going to happen.
Anyway, Fraser, they party last night and Fraser was like, naughty little bitch, I like it.
Yeah.
Y'all, Fraser is a dirty, dirty dick pig. He's one of us. With a huge penis.
Isn't he starting to get hotter to you?
He is, although...
Have you seen his pictures when he's not like gussied up on the yacht?
He looks better.
He kind of has got like a Tom Holland thing going on.
Oh, I'll have to look.
Oh, come on. You know what Tom Holland looks like.
I know,
like.
But I don't remember. I'll have to look. This is jumping ahead, but since we're talking about how he looks, however, Fraser, who did you piss off in the confessional for them to do your makeup and you look like a fucking Oompa Loompa?
He looks terrible.
He doesn't match his neck. They didn't blend it in around his eyes.
I think
someone fucked him over.
I think he's the bitch who comes in there and says, I've already done my makeup, and they don't.
He did it wrong.
They don't touch it. Yeah.
Either that or a makeup artist did you wrong, Fraser.
He's a little orange in general.
If you don't treat your makeup artist well, y'all, you're going to look like shit.
I don't know if that's the case, but...
Oh, it is the case. I know makeup artists.
Talking about, I don't know if that's the case that he treated them like shit. I think it might have been that he just came and said, no, I've already done it, and he wouldn't let anyone do them.
Yeah,
sometimes
did him no favors. No favors.
So, we find out, though, Jake said he's been engaged. We find out that he says, but I'm non-monogamous. I'm like, oh, okay, how are you going to explain this? But he says this was a convenience marriage. Or convenience engagement.
Okay, so here's...
Because she needed a British passport. He's like, we were just dating. She's not my girlfriend.
Would you say that on TV?
Should
you say that on TV?
That's a good point.
Like, I was about to say the Ministry of Magic, but I forget this is America. But then I say Ministry of Magic, and I realize I've read too much fucking Harry Potter. So
nerd alert.
Nerd alert. So, but no, like, wouldn't the British... consulate or whatever be like, hey, we saw you on TV.
I don't think they care about this show.
Oh, okay.
Am I the only one who's forgotten everything about the Harry Potter movies?
Probably.
Everyone talks about them, and I enjoyed them when I watched them, and I cannot remember one single thing that happened.
Well, yeah. The movies are forgettable. I read the books.
Don't
message us. We know we're not promoting Harry Potter. I know a lot of people. I know that J.K. Rowling has not been a friend of the trans community. So
no,
don't, but you know,
but we've heard about Harry Potter is still a phenomenon. It's like saying you should talk about Star Wars. It's still out there.
But no,
in the world.
We've heard about it. And
yeah,
I,
so we know.
Yeah, so
I'm not buying her books anymore. It's fine.
But I think it's ridiculous to even talk about the franchise in hindsight that way.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I'm saying I don't care either way.
Yeah,
but well, I care either way that what she thinks about trans people.
Yeah,
but I'm saying I don't care about Harry Potter either way.
You don't. No, you don't.
And I'm, y'all, I'm sure it was a fundamental part of your lives.
They're just having the 20th.
It just wasn't for me.
20th anniversary of that movie.
Who gives a shit?
That makes me feel old.
Just sound like my mother.
Oh, Poodle. Y'all, this is, I feel like this is a segment of a television show where it'd be like, Poodle's on edge. And it would just show Poodle like taking the screen and then slashing it apart.
Or just saying,
I want to do that Photoshop with you.
Or just saying controversial things and attacking what people love.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing.
That's his favorite thing.
And the thing is, y'all, I'm sure you love, sure you were the first to figure out what house you were. Guess what? Spoiler alert, I'm Slytherin. You did not need a sorting hat to tell you that. Okay. Seeing how someone said, what are you sorting at? Are you going to go to the sorting thing? I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And people were like, I'm going to do it for you. And they're like, oh, you're Slytherin. I'm like, could have told you that. And you're a pussy.
Poodle has told me he can talk to snakes.
We're
not going to get into that. But not the kind of snakes you see in the wild. But the,
no, trouser the snakes.
Yeah.
We communicate that well.
I kind of enjoy this, Poodle.
I don't like it.
What's your next tea bag?
Oh, we're doing tea bags. I completely forget every time. No, okay. So, anyway, we find out that... Did you like it how I said this is a 40-minute show? And I can't even get comfortable. I can't even get into the show.
I gotta pull it
Focus.
Together. I gotta pull it together. Okay, go ahead.
So, so she needed a British passport, the fiance, and Raina cannot wrap her head around open relationships.
Which is,
I feel like this is someone who says, and I'm gonna kiss them, and who's someone who's acting like they are sexually experienced. I think she's just talks big. I don't think she really is.
I think she talks big. I also think that. I like Raina. She seems fun. She's good for drama on the boat. She also, I couldn't deal with her a lot because it seems like, but maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like everything comes back to Raina.
It does.
And so I think it's that he has a wife or whatever, and it makes her
a fiance,
and it's like not about her anymore.
At the same time, she's like, open marriages or open relationships. What's that? This is 2021. You had to have heard about
it. Come on, Raina. Come on.
I don't know. So, Eddie's girlfriend... I won't say much more, but Eddie's girlfriend is pissed at him because shocker. So, let's talk about the charter. My next tea bag is... It's a kid's charter, y'all!
Oh.
We know how... Of course, you would imagine I would despise those. And I do.
You do.
Because the kids are always...
Oh, no.
I'm going to say this.
This is a perfect day for you to rant about children.
There's always the child Alexander who comes in with the handcuff tied around the case.
I thought that's cute.
I think it's funny. But honestly, this kid is given way too much time center stage in this family. They're gonna make him a monster. I can already tell. I would have loved to have this much center stage time. They're all just watching this child perform. Do you know what I would have given in my family to have let me... Chaper, be quiet. Settle down. But around other adults, I did this. I would be like performing for other adults. I'd be like, so, do you want to see me play with Legos? And there's this, and I'm really good at Legos. He said that earlier. I was like, bitch, check yourself. It's like my oldest nephew will tell me 1,000 things. I'm like, great, someone's high on themselves. is, do you have a kid or a nephew or niece who is like 9 or 10 and that's where they just talk about all they can do? And I'm thinking, boy, someone thinks a lot of themselves.
We're going to get letters.
We're going to get letters. It's those lists. And some of you already came at me and said, that's my daily life of my child telling me a thousand things.
I think part of it is, though, too, and I agree with you, is that we weren't allowed to be those children.
I agree.
Matt, stop fucking yelling. We all hear you. God damn it.
My mother would say, Jay Bird, don't get to big head.
Honey, do you have to sing all the time? Maybe just sing, just sing in your head so we don't have to hear it.
And you know what? That made me two things. Number one, self-hating, so I had a little perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, I learned what not to do. And now I'm making up for it as an adult.
Hashtag therapy.
I don't know. Alexander's going to be one of a couple things. Dancing on a box somewhere.
Oh, God.
Or an abusive drunk.
Wow!
Just trying to paint that picture. What's your next one to leave you that way?
My next one is... I just want to say, this isn't my next one, but since you're talking about him, I knew this rant was going to happen when I saw him espousing the amazingness of chicken strips.
You know what? I will say, I'm not going to go off on children's food because it's much better for the kids to eat what they need to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
And not to bother the adults, because Rachel's going to cook food. You're not selecting your food. So it's smarter for Rachel to do this. I'm sure they were good chicken strips. I did object to the parents saying, what you did with chicken strips, Rachel, was amazing. And I'm sure they were delicious, but come on.
I mean, it was, they're chicken strips.
But I actually fully understand the idea of having a kid's meal on a boat.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally understandable.
Kids don't want to have fucking truffle pasta.
What I'm saying is, what I've said before is... As we get older, it doesn't always have to be a kid's meal. That's what I'm
saying. That's why I broke up with my high school girlfriend. She ate chicken strips.
That was the only reason.
Yeah, that was the only reason.
Where's Amber from Love and Paradise?
It's true.
What do I like, Daniel? Rich!
Daniel Rich. I know. Okay, so my next one is Fraser. He's talking about... Let's talk about the whole Jessica thing. Because Fraser's saying, when you have...
I don't think she's long for the boat, y'all.
When Fraser says, well, this is a small team, she's had more experience than us, but yet, y'all, she's the ER of this ship. Oh, bother.
Y'all.
Laundry again.
If you've been watching the show for a while... You know by episode 3 or 4 if someone's going to make it through the season.
Yeah, and I don't think she is. She is bitching and moaning and whining already.
She's going to have to change majorly to make it through the season.
Later on, Jess or Fraser even talks to Heather about her. And they,
which I think this is an interesting... This is Fraser saying, let's fix this together. And he says, let's fix this in the top, which I thought was a good way instead of
it
complaining
is.
To away from someone's face.
But it's that. But it's also he realized Heather is a woohoo girl and he wants to hang out with her more.
That's true.
That's totally. But so he and Heather, and I think Heather had this good conversation with him. And so, and they talk about it. And then we can go into it and just kind of discuss. But then Heather... goes and talks. What I really want to talk to is Heather goes and talks to Jessica. What did you think about that? I thought Heather did a good job addressing that with Jessica.
She did, and she tried to act like, I want to help you. I want to... Is that a roach motel in the corner of the room?
Yeah, I don't want roaches.
Jesus!
I put them in there. Well, yeah, I don't want roaches. You see one like 5 years ago, and I put them out every like 6 months.
I just saw a roach.
Yeah, keep them in the corners. You know, I wish a roach would crawl on your leg right now, but I haven't seen one in years.
I'm terrified of them. Yeah. When I see one in my apartment, if I ever do, I'm moving. God. No, I'm just staring. I'm like, what is that? And I realized what it was.
Yeah.
I guess you can have them. I just, you know they don't last for very long.
No, I put them out like every 6 months. They probably need to be every three.
That bugs the shit out of me. You just need to find a different way than just roach motels. You know what? I'm going to start trying to micromanage you. I've decided not to do that.
Okay. Do you remember what I just said?
No, I wasn't listening. I was honestly staring at that roach motel. I'm all over the place. I'm in a different environment. I don't like your rug. I never have.
Oh, I love Sorry. That rug. I love it. No. You hated the other one, too.
I did.
You did.
I did. Well, need to work on things. So, my next teabag.
No, I want to talk about the Heather-Jessica the conversation.
Oh, I just thought it was, she's like, is there something wrong? Are you under the weather?
And Jessica says it's her grandparents. Y'all, I'm trying to be empathetic here. Her grandmother had a simple outpatient procedure and there was a couple of stitches. I think someone's just using their grandparents as an excuse to be a whiny pants.
Yeah, I'd like to, I'll take the opposite effect, or top opposite approach. This is someone who is homesick. And any thing is going to make her wish she was there more.
But she's been doing this for a long time.
I know. She's been doing this more a lot longer than a lot of people.
They're right. Wes needs to dick her down.
I think casting realizes they made a mistake. Because Possibly. Y'all in this show, we all know casting has made many mistakes.
Well, I think it's probably hard to cast this show.
It is.
Because it's not like a reality show.
No, you have to have people with experience.
With experience.
You have to have people who are, because the schedules of these people who do this work.
That have the stamina and that are going to get the job done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard.
That the last one is usually never, is the last thing Below Deck worries about.
Well,
that's As we true. Knew from Delaney.
Delaney, and
Delaney,
Heather
Delaney,
said,
Lexi,
Jessica kept saying, I'm fine. I'm great.
And you can see her eyes welling up with tears. Yeah, like, get me off this couch.
It's all great. Y'all, she hates being here.
And remember, y'all, day one, she's like, I love laundry. I love laundry.
So she asked for it, and now she's not.
The thing about it is, it's not good when someone is having a problem on a boat, and it's not good when you completely have no empathy for them, because there's she's not really provided anything except for weird things like she picked up a hit and run person from an Uber.
Uber driver. Do you think her and Wes are going to get together?
If she lasts long enough. I think Wes is just, he doesn't have anybody on the boat really to hook up with. It's not going to be Raina.
I think he's more attractive. When he's talking, we were right. When he said, I'm kind of an introvert, and he said, I'm kind of nerdy and awkward, that made him more adorable to me.
It's interesting. We haven't covered a series, a version of this show.
Mic.
We haven't covered a version of this show with really hot deck crew yet.
No,
you
I
haven't.
Agree. No, because they're normally like models.
Yeah.
So, but he's just, like, but he's like somebody, y'all. But he's the really hot, nerdy guy in your hometown.
Yeah, but even that, there's just not that much to him. You're taking the dregs.
No, I don't. I like to go on a date with a guy. And
don't even go here. We're talking about just physical beauty on a show.
I know, but I don't. This nerdy thing, y'all. I don't like danger like you do.
It's not that I like. I'm not talking about people I would date.
Jake has an edge.
Yeah,
I don't love. Jake's hot and he'd be fun. But honestly, when I think about somebody that I like, I don't like people with edge.
Yeah, you're boring. That's why. Ugh. Boiled potatoes, y'all.
I like to know that I'm gonna make it home at the end of the day, and not end up maybe in a ditch.
Details. The night is just begun when you get in a ditch. There's so much to be done. Yeah, you're home in bed by 9. So, anyway, where's my next one? I think I said this. Oh, yeah, the Fraser. So, y'all, Fraser's lost his radio. We all know.
Hello, Fraser. Oh, wait. it's not because I can't find my radio.
Let me just book report this. This happens every fucking season. He's right.
This usually, would be us.
Usually Captain Lee does have that radio.
Usually they do.
It's almost always, for some reason, it's deck crew more than other people. So they're usually leaving it outside.
Because they're doing physical things sometimes where it'll fall in the water. Or
yeah,
this or
just off to the side of the boat or something like that. But, y'all, spoiler alert, we find the radio.
We find the radio.
It's down in like a ship's hold or something.
Poodle, what's your next teabag?
I did it.
Before we're going to go to commercial. What do you want to tease them with?
Oh, you mean what's next?
What's next? Well, coming up?
Well, I guess I'm driving the ship all the whole way, am I? I'll carry your corpse on my back.
Y'all,
I am so sassy today. God damn.
I'm going to get him a vodka, and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
I'm going to go next because Poodle still is discombobulated.
I'm fine.
But I've got a... strong tea, strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote unquote.
We're bringing this back. I think I'm going to have a straight people be crazy this episode.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Y'all, where was it? Oh, if you can't run with the big dogs, then you got to keep your puppy ass on the porch. I might use that.
You need that, to get
that is some gay metaphor in it.
We need to give you. It's got to be a little more Midwestern.
He is. God damn it.
Yeah,
God
gotta be a little.
If you can't run with the big dogs.
That's
gotta
better.
Keep your puppy ass on the porch.
There you go.
Kind of. It's a little bit of.
No.
You gotta keep your puppy ass on the porch.
I love you. Two are like Brooklyn
in a raw dogging way. Because if I'm going to get a dog, it's going to be a puppy.
It's going to be American.
Which isn't a dog. It's going to be an American Spaniel. Because I want an American dog. And it's going to be a raw dog. It's going to be a raw dog. No condoms. None. If you don't listen
to... dog.
If you don't listen to 90 Day Fiancé, you're confused.
You're confused. That is a reprehensible person named Baby Girl Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah, who is not a baby or a girl. It's actually, she's definitely not a girl.
She is a definitely a grown woman.
She is a 60-year-old woman. I don't know why baby girl came.
He called her that, baby girl. Yeah. She is not a baby.
She is not a baby. Anyway, Poodle, what's yours?
Captain Lee said another truth, and he said, it doesn't look like this group really belongs together.
That's true.
And I thought that, I was like, So let me just talk about this crew. We have the male version of Magda from There's Something About Mary, Tan Mom.
Yes.
Whose name is, sorry, just the charter. The charter. The
you said crew, the guest.
I apologize. And his name is...
Ronnie.
Because of course it is.
Ronnie, and then his wife is now, Jody.
Does it seem like this... When did Jody marry Ronnie?
Y'all, they're swingers.
Is that it?
They're swingers.
Is that why they look mismatched?
Yeah, they're swingers. They're both very tan. She's tan too, just not like Ronnie.
And then there's, I'm just going to call him, what's his name? I don't know. Pork chop. Non-brined pork chop, the other guy. I don't know, he's got a wife, but who has the son with the hot bod, Todd?
Okay, this is going to blow your mind.
Is that Ronnie's son?
And Jody.
Okay.
Son is Todd. Because, of course, they have a guy named Todd.
Of course.
And, y'all, I think this is what happened. I think, like, a time portal opened up from 1984. And this family walked in it and just walked on this boat.
It is so strange.
Don't they feel like they're from another time?
Todd's hair.
He looks like 1980.
It's more 1991.
He looks like the guy who starred in California Hunk. We gotta watch that movie as a watch along.
He looked just like that movie. Now I will say he's got a bod on him.
He is hot.
And
80s hot.
The fact that he needed an exercise bike for 3 days on a charter says something.
Says I don't know why he can't do anything else.
He could swim.
Yeah.
Ocean
swimming's very hard.
That was the most uninformed thing. Without even thinking about it, ocean swimming is very hard.
It's a workout. It's not like swimming in your Aunt Peggy's pool.
But you don't swim in the ocean.
No, but it's not like swimming in your aunt's pool trying to work off the Oreos you just ate.
But I'm saying, you say that as someone who's never really swam in the ocean.
No, I don't want Joss to get me. But I know
you've heard and you've talked to people.
I know a coworker at my cubicle warrior job. She always swims in the ocean. Got stuck by a stingray once and got infected. She almost lost her foot.
I love swimming in the ocean.
Well, I'm glad you're going to die one day in the ocean. I'm not saving you from
feels
a shark.
Like the ocean is so powerful. I'm not like gonna, you don't know.
I'm not going to pee on your sting. Actually, I would totally pee on you.
I'm so not going to ask you to pee on me.
So you'd have
pee
to remember
on me.
It.
But I'm just saying, everyone was such a mismatched couple. I didn't know what wife went with. I didn't know who Todd's wife was versus the other guy's wife.
I mean, I'll kind of.
They all could have swapped, and I would have been like, sure.
I'm telling you, swingers. I kind of feel like, in a way, though.
That's a good explanation.
What are we doing that Ronnie's not? Because this guy looks happy, doesn't he?
I think that's the tan that I think his smile is there because his face is so tight.
But he's talking about that vitamin D, and then Alexander tries to make a funny line, which really fails.
Vitamin nuts.
Nice.
Oh, vitamin, I thought he said vitamin nuts.
Oh, maybe it was nice. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. They're letting Alexander bebop and scat all over him. And if I said something like that, my mother would go, "Jaybird."
Your mother would say, Matt, my dad would say, Matt, shut your fairy mouth.
What I would have given to talk this freely in front of adults.
It's true.
Do you have children who do this?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just, When I would be alone with adults, I could entertain them. But if my mother was involved,
and he still does,
I do.
He still does. Dances around,
takes off clothes,
spitting ping pong balls out his ass.
Woo! 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 You want to see a trick?
Do a trick. Again, I'm as nervous as a whore in the front row of a front pew at church.
Yeah, that one took a long time, but I like it.
I like that one as well.
So there also,
we say variations of that.
There's also because the children are around.
Maybe because we've been a whore in church.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
What's your next one?
I talked about the chicken fingers. I talked about Fraser looking like shit.
Ronnie is 75 years old.
I'm going to make an admission, y'all. We kind of talk about on this show, you know, I'm not single right now. But I've said before, I don't know if I was as sex positive as Poodle, but I still found my suitors and got around. I'm just going to say this, though. The way Jody treats Captain Lee at that dinner is exactly the way I would have handled this.
Yeah, you were not,
I would
not
have handled,
gentle about it.
I watched this and I went, oh, fuck. That's a mirror of me when I'm 65.
It's the way you handled Go-Go Boys.
I think I'm charming. And Go-Go Boys loved it. Charming. I'd ask them where they were from.
And then you'd stick your hand down their pants without asking.
No. I always would look at them in the eye and just nod my head.
And you'd take a $20 bill and go, yeah.
Gross. But yeah, Jody, they have dinner with Captain Lee, and she's kind of flirting with him. But then he goes to leave, and she's like, oh, where's your stateroom, Captain?
She was giving me a little bit of BGL vibes as well.
Yeah, and so she followed, oh, look at those double doors. Look at those.
Where are you going in there?
That's me. I would point out all these things that are not sexual and make them sexual.
That's
like,
still what you do.
Oh, look how you hold that staircase banister.
No, you
just
still,
things that
you
aren't
still do
game,
that.
Don't have game at all.
And nothing's changed. I need to bring
where
up.
Poodle just follows you and he's like, hey, Captain.
Hey,
you want to fuck?
Do you want to? Can we just go into the bathroom?
No charm, if you ask me.
My thing is, or my favorite move at the end of the night, I'm like, somewhere's like, making out or kissing a little bit on the street. And, you know, you think no one really wants to see two people really going at it on the street.
No one can be.
And I'm like, you want to get in the car and make out? That's my move. And just completely say that. Or you just say, why don't we get in the car and make out? There's not you want to.
Wow.
No, they can say no.
Consent, everyone. Consent.
They can walk away.
Okay. What's
Never
your
had
next?
One yet.
What's your next one? We're in a weird area.
So, did you hear Todd and Jake talking? He's like, so your personal trainer. And it was this weird energy where at one point it was going to turn into like a gay porn in a second. So you felt that too?
I thought we might have a secret scene.
Okay. And it kind of went away really quickly.
Because you know Jake would want that.
Yes, he would.
You know Jake was thinking.
And so does this one.
Yeah. You know that he was thinking of y'all because, again, Todd doesn't have a nice dick.
No.
It's a passable dick. Y'all, but his ass is something IHOP would serve a Moons Over Miami over.
What's your next one?
Is that Denny's?
Where's the scene with Fraser and Jake talking about when he came out? Did I miss that? You can talk about it.
That, you know what? Oh, no, that was next. That was after that.
Sweaty.
And so, yeah, so they talk about Fraser coming out, and he talks about how he came out to his mom. He shows a picture. His mom is gorgeous.
He looks so good in that pic. I don't know. All his styling and makeup and in the moments, he does not look good.
Does not look good. I think his hair back, kind of pushed back and up, doesn't look good on him. I think it's better kind of a little down than his pictures. Anyway. But it doesn't matter, y'all, because he has a huge dick.
Huge.
And I'm telling you now, Fraser would fuck Jake.
Yeah, he would.
Jake would beg for it.
I would.
He Not would... you. I meant Jake from the boat, you whore.
Oh, I. He'd fuck me, too. Milton
Bradley would fuck you.
I don't think it's a real person.
Is it? No, Milton Bradley's not a real person?
I don't know. I think I felt like it was probably started by two people with the last names Milton and Bradley.
I've been living my board game life
a lie. That makes a lot more sense.
A lie!
Well.
But yes, they have this comment. But they talk about Fraser, but they don't talk anything about Jake's sexuality or what he's been up to.
No, and it's not really addressed.
No, but they do later on. Jake and Eddie and Frasier, they're talking, and that's when Frasier. This is why, again, Frasier is a gossiper. He's talking about Jessica and basically saying, like, she's up and down like the weather, and basically building kind of everybody distrusting Jessica.
It's interesting you say that, because this is just what people do on boats.
It is what people do.
Or this is what people do who you're in service industries with. If someone, doesn't matter what you're doing, if someone isn't doing their job, you take a personal offense because everyone else is working their ass off.
No, I agree. It's that way in the theater, too. If somebody in the theater is not doing their job.
The theater. Two grammar pronunciation issues happened. I know one that was pretty obvious. Someone needs to send Rachel a text that it's not, number one, it's not shakshuka. It is not macaroons.
Cameroon.
It is macaron. The French macaron.
But I feel like people here in America say macaroon.
That a macaroon is different. A macaroon is a piece of coconut. Coconut macaroons. A macaron is a French cookie made out of almond paste. And marzipan. No.
I'm not disagreeing. You are correct, but I've never heard anyone
say macaron.
Say in English American say macaron.
Interesting.
Now,
I think we move in different circles.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's called the real world.
No, like you've never been to when you go to the macaron place at the Grove, what do you say? Let's go get macaroons.
Not macaroons. Usually
macaroons.
Macaroons. Now, people don't say macaroon the way she puts the emphasis on rune.
Yeah.
Usually people here say macaroon.
I hear no difference.
Oh, okay.
Macaroon.
Macaron.
Macaron.
There you go, y'all.
It does sound extremely pretentious.
Please, please, I am begging you. If you live in the middle of Nebraska and you listen to our show and the next time you're with him...
You can't get a macaron, Nebraska.
And somebody says macaroon and you say, I'm sorry, it's macaron. you're going to get bullied and it's going to be Poodle's fault.
Yeah, you know what? You can still... But know that this, you're still right. That counts for a lot in this life.
Boy.
Also, I don't know. This was another Rachel thing. I'm being really, really picky. But
I really liked her.
She said, I love Rachel. She said, Taleggio cheese. It's Taleggio.
It is Taleggio.
Yeah. Anyway, I
do love that she calls Todd the Bod. And I went, I wish I would have thought of that. Because, y'all, this is 1991, and he would have been called
in a movie where there was a montage.
Yeah.
About him washing cars and him being the dumb person in the group.
Y'all, they can't keep a cushion the way Poodle and I can't keep our virginity. Just blowing off with the wind.
Because the wind is very, very extreme.
My asshole, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Yours whistles. And then, hello! 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 And I did enjoy another Captain Lee. These guys could fuck up a two-car funeral.
I'm sorry, say that again?
These guys could fuck up a two-car funeral.
If you're going to do a quotable, then you're going to say it
the way. These guys could fuck up a two-car funeral.
Thank you. The hammer needs to drop on them. Eddie's pissed off. He's yelling at him. Surely nothing will go over the boat again.
There's going to be a lot to go
over
the boat.
And then next week, we see a raft flying.
Now, maybe Alexander's next. Maybe.
We do say that the primary says, please don't ever leave him by himself. So we'll see if that happens.
You know, I don't want anything bad to happen to a
no!
kid.
No, I just like he goes up to the bar and makes cocktails and gets drunk on a Shirley Temple.
Or he's going to produce his own one-man show.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Yeah. Oh, that could very well
Alexander's one-man band.
Well, yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Because they had the casino night. What's the other theme?
This kid would have the confidence to do it.
I'm
envious. That is what I am.
I was just going to say, you know this is because you're jealous.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I wanted to be, if I was the older child, and my brother couldn't perform.
He was not talented, was he?
He was. He chose to perform in other ways. But before him, before he could talk, I was the only one who people would look
he
at.
He probably performed by fucking a lot of girls, because you couldn't do that.
That was something I could not do.
Same for my brother.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Poodle can finally go get comfortable elsewhere
it's
now.
It's so hot in here.
It feels lovely.
Mm-hmm.
You're spoiled. You're used to
just going to go watch a roach crawl out of your roach motel.
I wish it would. Come at me, y'all. You see him once. I get him every. I never again. I will not have it.
I just. No. 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 I think there's other things you can get besides roach motels.
Well, it's much better now because I had my landlord plant all these different plants and herbs and things that keep away roaches.
What a fucking nudge you must be for your landlord.
She loves me. She loves me. I'm like the
building. Sorry, can you plant this for roaches?
No,
can you do this?
I went out to Osh and picked them out. Had them delivered myself. She just reimbursed me.
Whew, boy. Sometimes you get a queen and you want that rentals, but you don't want a really needy queen like this one.
No, it's because what is the thing you use in herbs and cooking the leaves that don't fall apart that you got to fish out?
Bay leaves.
Bay leaves. Plant the bay leaves. Roaches hate them, y'all.
Bay trees.
Same thing, right?
That's the show. I can't take any more dumbness.
Oh, we just had a 10-minute conversation about mackerel. You're fine. Y'all, you can go to realitygaze.com.
I'm sure other people had problems with mackerel. I guarantee you. Come at me, y'all. You know you heard it.
All right. Go to our... Well, you know what? If you had a problem with it, please respond to Jake It or Fake It at Instagram. No need to let Reality Gaze Podcast know.
No, please. I'm going to post it there.
Jake It or Fake It. I'm the Matt Maher. Y'all, you can also come at us on Cameo. I'm starting to get a lot. It's the holidays here.
It is the holidays.
And nothing says I love you like a gift from a homosexual that someone doesn't really know that well that's just shading them.
That's true. I give gifts all the time for people. Like, they don't listen to the podcast. I'm like, so what? They're just going to have me talking about dicks?
I guess. Some people don't even give me content. Y'all, give us a little bit. Somebody just, I got a cameo today and said, this is for Bess. Wish her happy Thanksgiving. And I went, what if I just left a 10-second camera? It's like, hey, Bess, happy Thanksgiving.
Click.
Click. I'm not, though.
You and I can't do that.
No, I can't. We make an event. So anyway, y'all, come at us on Cameo.
I don't know if I would call it an event. Jesus.
An event. I'm doing the donation thing for Color of Change starting this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
I need to do mine.
Yeah. So 100% of the proceeds are all going to Color of Change. So yeah, you can pick Color of Change. You can pick like an LGBT organization. So it's just in your app. I'll show you. I won't. He'll figure it out. Maybe.
I've already lost interest.
Exactly, y'all. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. So,
but until then.
Well, I was going to say happy Thanksgiving. But until then. What is it?
I'm going to let you do it.
Anchors a gay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.